thoughts never, ever created anything, and they never will. Thoughts have to be put into words to get into action. Creation was done with words.
Join us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as Kenneth Copeland shares with us how to walk in the faith steps of Abraham, which leads to the blessing. Now, here's Kenneth.
We're talking about walking in the faith steps of Abraham. If you walk the way he walked, you get his results. Because God is no respecter of persons. Amen. Abraham's blessing is the Eden blessing. It's the same blessing that God placed on Adam. It's the same blessing then that he spoke over Noah. Ham and Japheth sloughed it off, but God didn't give up. Let's look. Now, let me say it to you again. Abraham's blessing, you say it. Abraham's blessing is the Eden blessing. Say it. Abraham's blessing is the Eden blessing. And I might add, before we go any further, the blessing now, its first job is to remove the curse in your life and replace it with the Garden of Eden supply. That's what it does. You've been redeemed from the curse. Let me put it to you this way. Was there any death in the Garden of Eden?
No.
Then the new birth in Jesus Christ is part of the blessing. Was there any sickness?
No.
Then the healing ministry of Jesus is part of the blessing. Was there any poverty in the garden?
No,
man, there's gold laying around on the ground. Amen. Well, then divine prosperity. I pray that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. All three of those things are under the blessing. They're part of the blessing. Amen. Now, back to Galatians chapter 3. Oh, my. I tell you, when this thing began to unravel to me and I began to see, I could hardly stand it. And it's been working on me all these years, working in me. When I got injured in my back, when that disc just exploded in my back and I was in such terrible, horrible pain. I mean, it's the worst pain I've had in my life. And I'd go to sleep by faith and just because the 127th Psalm said he gives his beloved sleep and I'm my father's beloved and I'm going to sleep. And I'd sleep a little bit and wake up. I woke up more than once in the nighttime. I woke myself up. I heard myself saying, the blessing is working in me. The blessing is working in me. I am the seed of Abraham, and the blessing is working in me. The blessing is healing my body. The blessing is removing the pain in my body. The blessing is working, preparing my day for tomorrow. I had never consciously had that thought. I woke myself up saying that. Woo, glory to God. Amen. Well, my body's healed. Well, amen. I'm 40 pounds lighter. Amen. And just a little past middle age. I tell you, I was reading in the book of Genesis, studying all this, getting ready to come preach to you. here just 2 weeks ago. And I was reading along. The first time that God declared in the book of Genesis, and man's days shall be 120 years. It hit me. I mean, it just spun me around. And I said out loud, I said, Gloria, look at this. God needs me to live 120 years. If he'd have needed you to live 70, he'd have said 70. That came out in the wilderness in the lives of those disobedient people. It was never, ever God's plan for you to live 70. That was for disobedient people out in that desert. You ought to be living 120 years and die young at an old age. Think about it. Now, you could live. Gloria is doing a book on living long and living strong. Praise God. It's really got me excited. But now, think about this. I never had this thought till just a few days ago, and it's just enormous in me now. Anybody can live really and truly if a person's really energetic about taking good care of your physical body and take care of the way you think. You can live to be 90 or 100 years old, die and go to hell. Not even know God. Amen. I mean, just taking care of your physical body and so forth. But somebody that would live that long by faith, that's a different thing, my brother. We're still talking about you taking good care of yourself and doing all of the things that we're responsible to do. Amen. Because God needs us to live 120 years. But I'm telling you, there's not anybody that's gotten to that place by faith where they've stretched their own out there 105, 110, 115 years. You live to be 115 years old in good health, and you do it by faith in the blessing of the Lord. You're going to learn some things ain't none of the rest of us know yet. Huh? Yeah. There's a level of revelation we're not even touching and haven't for hundreds and even thousands of years, because nobody would stretch the faith out there to get, well, I'm going for it, bless God. Amen. I'm 71 and a half and on my way. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm a better man at 71 than I was 25 years ago. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Christ has redeemed us, 3:13, from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree or on the cross. So that the blessing of Abraham, so that the Eden blessing might come on Ham and Japheth. Yeah. He blessed Noah and his sons. Amen. Well, Ham and Japheth blew it off, but God didn't give up on them. Gentiles, that's Ham and Japheth. Huh? You better say yeah. Because you kin to Ham and Japheth. Or you like me, you kin to all three of them. Praise God. Yeah, me and Jesse, we all three. And so are most of you by this time. But see, when God said, preached the gospel to Abraham and said, through you the nation shall be blessed, he was not talking about but three people. Shem. Abraham was a descendant of Shem who walked in the blessing and kept it. But he's also talking about Ham and Japheth. We're going to get them back. So Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, so the blessing of Abraham, so the Eden blessing could come on all the rest of us, that we could walk in it, that we could have it. Now, this is what you got to get. When you get a hold of this, when it really gets real down on the inside of you, sickness and disease can't stand in your presence. You begin to have an understanding of the blood of Jesus like you never had before. Now listen to this. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Now that's the reason he went to the cross. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, even if it's just a covenant between men, if it be confirmed, or if it be a blood covenant, even if it's just between men, if it's a confirmed covenant, no man can dissolve it, and no man can add to it or take away from it. If it's a confirmed covenant, it's settled. How much more then the blood of God? Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. This verse of Scripture is the kingpin. This is the revolve. This is the axle. This is the capstan around which all of these things revolve. Listen very, very carefully. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, or plural, but as of one, to thy seed, which is Christ. God blessed Abraham with the promise, then the blessing. Then he entered a blood covenant with him. And it was that word, that oath, that brought Jesus into the earth. That word became flesh. And it dwelt among us. Are you listening now? I mean, we're really close. We're grasping hold of something here. Now, here's God made covenant with this man Abraham and blessed him with the Eden blessing. But now, in doing so, to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, to thy seed, which is Christ. The promise, the oath that he swore to Abraham was the word that became flesh. That promise to Abraham. Abraham walked in it. That promise, the blessing that produced Isaac, the blessing that produced Jacob, the blessing that produced Moses, the blessing that produced Daniel, the blessing that produced all the way up to and including Jesus. And that was the reason for it all to begin with, was to get him into this earth and pay the price that Adam messed up and get that blessing back on another Adam. Woo! Glory to God. He's called the Lamb. blessed Adam. We don't need another one, bless God. The blessing. He was walking in the blessing without measure. Every healing was the blessing of the Eden blessing, praise God. Every raise from the dead was the Eden blessing in manifestation. It was the Eden blessing that raised him from hell. And it's on you. It's on you. It's in you now. Abraham believed God. What did he believe? He believed he's blessed. Well, you know, I'm not blessed. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. Shut up. That's an insult to the cross. Yes, you are blessed. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You need to begin to think like it. You need to change your way of thinking. Your way of thinking is the way you were raised. There are a lot of things you think and say that you don't even know why. I mean, they're just there. It's your way of saying. A lot of people say, well, you know, I mean, you know, sickness runs in our family. Well, I don't doubt it. That's your way of thinking. Well, you know, we're poor but proud. Well, either one is a loser. Pride will get you just as quick as the poverty will. All that's under the curse. But you have to change your way of thinking. And it's not all that difficult to do, but you have to follow the process. If you don't, you never will be able to do it. You have to go to another source of thought. Isaiah 55, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways. So we can put that together and say, his way of thinking is higher than our way of thinking. Amen. Then he said, just before he said that, he said, let the wicked, or the twisted man, wicked comes from our, we get the same word wicker from the base word, which means twisted. If you're thinking the curse and speaking the curse and all the time Jesus is your Lord, you think it's twisted. Your way of thinking is not in line with what God's done for you. Even though you love God, you don't know the difference, you're still killing yourself with your mouth. So, he said, let the wicked forsake his thoughts. Let him forsake them. Then he said, my word goes forth out of my mouth, and it will prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. So he sent you his word to give you his thoughts and his way of thinking. Now, Jesus gave us the clue in the 6th chapter of the book of Matthew. He said, why take ye thought saying? Thoughts never, ever created anything, and they never will. Thoughts have to be put into words to get into action. Creation was done with words. Amen. Now, I'll close with this. Why take ye thought saying? That's the way you take a thought. So you go to God's word, which is his will for you. And we'll just use the blessing as a for instance. The word says I'm blessed. The blessing of Abraham is upon me. The word says that I'm a joint heir with Christ Jesus. Praise God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed coming in, blessed going out. So I go to the word on purpose, and I make the decision to take this thought and say it, and forsake my saying that I'm sick, I'm scared, I'm dying, I don't have enough, we'll never make it, I can't afford it. Get that, I can't afford it, out of your mouth. I'm blessed, praise God. All my needs are met according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm a rich man. Well, the body of Christ came to the place where they began to think rich was a dirty word. No, it's a God word. It's the world that messed it up. They don't even know what rich is, man. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And he had no sorrow to it. All that stuff out there they're gathering up in the world's got sorrow in it. You're gathering the sorrow when you're gathering up the stuff. Now, I make the decision. That's God's thought. So I'm going to think this. Now, in order to think this, I need to take the thought by saying it. Okay? Amen. So I decide, I think it, and I say it. I decide, and I think it, and I say it. I decide, and I think it, and I say it. I decide, and I think it, and I say it. I see in here, by his stripes ye were healed. Well, the pain and all the rest of it, no. Pain is actually a form of thought. They put you to sleep, you don't hurt. So it's, and you can control pain with God's thoughts and words. The same as you can control other thoughts. You can't control thoughts with thoughts. You have to control thoughts with words. Your mind has to stop and see what your mouth has got to say. Now, well, I decide, by his stripes ye were healed. Ye means me. By his stripes I was healed, so I am healed. I take that thought and say it. I decide, I take the thought, and I say it. I decide, and I take the thought, and I say it. My mind jumps back at me and says, nah, you ain't healed, you're sick. I say, shut up, I'm not taking that thought. I decide to take God's thought. That's a higher thought. It's a higher way of thinking. I'm thinking this way. I'm thinking blessed. I'm thinking overcomer. I'm thinking enough and more than enough. I'm thinking I'm a blessed. I'm not just trying to be blessed. I'm a blessing. God needs me rich. He needs me to live 120 years. He needs me strong. He don't need me weak. Well, I didn't get that overnight. I got that by saying it. I decide. I take the thought and I say it. And I decide and I take the thought and I say it until I no longer have to think to say it. When it comes out my mouth without my having to decide to think it, to say it, it has become mine. Amen. And when it came out, then it is full of faith. Woo! Out of the abundance of my heart, my mouth's letting the blessing work. Let the blessing work. Let the blessing.
Does God have a plan for me?
What am I supposed to do with my life?
Now what do I do?
What are your life questions? Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Kenneth Copeland Ministries introduces Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal, an exciting new curriculum that will help you discover step-by-step God's plan for your life, based on the New York Times best-selling book, God's Master Plan for Your Life by Gloria Copeland. This personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal. Learn practical ways to apply biblical truths that bring answers to your life questions. Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Order Gloria Copeland's new video curriculum at a special price of $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Visit kcn.org and order online or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Connecting with God's master plan for your life. Video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal. A comprehensive study tool will take you into a total immersion experience in God's Word. Order your personal set today.
I've got something I want to give you. It's a small seed, but that's my sowing seed into your life right now. Is not my that's not what's behind this. I want to give you this so that you'll know how to sow your seed where your daily life is concerned in the United States of America or any other nation that will allow you to vote for your leaders. This make God's dream a reality. His dream for you to be watched over and to have good government. And your ballot is your seed. And if you'll pray and listen to God, He'll not only show you how to vote, He'll show you how to be a part of His direction for your nation and so forth. I'll tell you what, it's a powerful thing. And there's prayer of agreement in here to pray. I want to send you this. So just use the information that's on your screen right now. It's free and postpaid. It'll help you. God is going to hold us responsible for the God. I'm telling you, it's not the Democrats and the Republicans. It's the body of Christ that'll get held responsible for all this stuff that's going on. And you and I need to know how to pray. Vote and change it. Amen. Oh, Father, we pray the perfect will of God be done in our nations, all over the world. And we thank you, sir, for being our Savior. And in this area, we need saving. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. I got so much to share with you. Stay hungry for God. Choose to walk in the blessing every day, all day. Stay in the Word. Read your Bible, read your Bible, read your Bible. When you get through, read your Bible some more. Listen to tapes. Watch the DVDs. Get online, kcm.org. Watch the broadcast. Listen to them. Get involved in God's Word and let His Word come alive in you. Get the BVOV magazines. Read and listen to the testimony. Read the daily devotional. Get involved with God instead of just involved in what you're doing. If you get involved in what He's doing, He'll get involved in what you're doing. And that changes everything. Praise God. Besides that, this ministry's here for you. Check it all out. Amen. And I'm going to tell you again, read your Bible. Praise God. Spend time with God. If you don't have time for God, you're too busy. Join us next week. We're going to bring you a partnership special that you are really going to enjoy. Until then, Kenneth Copeland reminding you again, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure.
This is the day of miracles and healing.
We believe on Him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our righteousness.
Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through the 15th at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.